Today, Broadway begins its annual Bow to Itself when the nominees for the Tony Awards are announced. The hit musical Wicked is expected to be up for many awards. It's set in the land of Oz before Dorothy arrives. The music and lyrics are by Stephen Schwartz, whose best-known musicals are Pippin and Godspell, shows that played on Broadway and probably at one time or another at every high school in America. As part of the series Intersections, about artists and their inspirations, NPR's Neva Grant spoke with Stephen Schwartz about his music and the music he loves.
In Wicked, Schwartz conjures up an Oz that existed before Dorothy blew in, where a young Wicked Witch of the West and a young Glinda the Good are rooming together at college and loathing it.
Loathing, unadulterated loathing, for your face,
your voice,
your clothing, let's just say, I loathe it all.
Schwartz is a master at this type of song. Whether this is your first time hearing it or your 40th, it's in your head and you want to hear it again.
Loathing, there's the strange exhilaration in such total detestation. It's so pure, so strong.
People talk to me about my style sometimes and they say, oh, I heard someone do a song and it sounded like the Stephen Schwartz style.
But Schwartz says to him, his style feels like a conglomeration, a patchwork of other people's songs that he's loved.
And it'll just be a moment. You know, it won't be, oh, that entire song is something I feel I want to reinterpret or reinvent or whatever. It'll be a little moment.
Sitting at the piano in an NPR studio, Schwartz plays bits of his songs and fragments of music he says he's scavenged over the years. But he doesn't want to talk about his favorite melodies. To really understand what inspires him, he says, you have to start with the scaffolding of a song, the chords.
One of the things that I played a lot as a kid was Beethoven, one of the composers. And there's a particular thing that Beethoven does. This is a famous passage from the Moonlight Sonata. It's the passage that brought tears to my eyes when I first played it. This.
To many of us, this just sounds like beautiful music, but Schwartz hears something deeper.
Well, a chord is normally formed like this. That's a major chord. What Beethoven did was he took this middle note, which is the third, out of the right hand and he stuck it in the left hand. That.
He pauses to say, I hope this doesn't sound too technical, because what I'm really talking about is feeling. Here, one more time, he says. Listen to the difference.
To play a chord like this moves me more than playing a chord like this. This feels stolid to me, and this feels so tender.
So tender that he uses it in many of his songs, including one of his favorites from Wicked.
It goes, I've heard it said that people come into our lives. There's the third in the bass for a reason. Bringing something we must learn. And over again, I'm doing this. And maybe it's a subtle thing, but to me, it's so much more moving.
Because I know you, because I know you, I have been changed for good.
Some of the chords in Schwartz's songs come from his own head, of course, but since we're talking about inspirations here, he wants to credit another musician who came along about 200 years after Beethoven. You can hear her influence in Schwartz's musical Godspell.
When wilt thou save the people? Oh God, have mercy, when the people are the people, not thrones and crowns, but men. Oh God, save the people.
I remember as a teenager, I heard Laura Nyro recordings for the first time. She was one of the singer-songwriters of the late 60s and early 70s. And she played a kind of chord like this. That to me is a Laura Nyro chord. There it is. And I heard that, and I'd never heard it in my life. It was so attractive to me, to the point now where virtually everything I write has one of those chords in it. Let's see.
See thee more clearly, love thee more dear.
No, it's not there. Let me see. I'll find it.
He's looking for a Laura Nyro chord in the song Day by Day from Godspell.
There it is. Hear that passing tone?
See thee more clearly. That.
When Stephen Schwartz sits down to write, he usually starts with the title of a song. Then come the chords, and then melody, and at last the lyrics, which he says should cling to the silhouette of the music. He could mention dozens of other composers who've influenced him over the years, but he also knows that a songwriter can borrow too much.
There have been times where I'll write something and I'll have to go to friends of mine or my family and say, okay, now don't laugh at me. I'm going to play something for you, and you have to tell me, oh, that's Bye Bye Blackbird. You know, tell me if I've stolen this, because it feels to me so sort of obvious someone must have done this before.
But actually, he says, that doesn't happen too often. He adds, there's a lot of me in my songs, too. And maybe that's what people hear when they talk about the Stephen Schwartz style, songs that tug at the chords of other people's music, but that still sing in their own clear voice. Neva Grant, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear Stephen Schwartz talk about other artists who've influenced his music and lyrics at npr.org. You can also hear more songs from Wicked, now playing on Broadway, and songs from another Schwartz musical, Children of Eden, which is playing in Washington, D.C. This, by the way, is a song from that show.
Spread the people all over the wide, wide world.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.